call to order. Before proceeding with any business, I believe Mr. Cook has a statement to make. Mr. Cook?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 of the Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of this meeting. I have some guidelines for the folks who are here today to comment or testify that I'd like to cover with you right now. So that everyone will have a chance to address the commission in an orderly fashion, we'll follow the following ground rules. An individual wishing to speak before the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission must first fill out and sign a speaker registration form for each item on the agenda to which you wish to speak. Those registration forms are out here at the desk. The chairman is in charge of the meeting, and by law, it is his duty to preserve order, direct the order of the hearing, and recognize persons to be heard. We have sign-up cards out there for everyone wishing to speak, and the chairman will call the names from those cards one at a time. Each person will be allowed to speak from the podium up here one at a time. When your name is called, please come to the podium, state your name and who you represent, if anyone other than yourself. Then state your position on the agenda item under consideration, and add supporting facts that will help the commission understand your concerns. Please limit your remarks to the specific agenda item under consideration at that time. Each person who wants to address the commission will have 3 minutes to speak. I will keep track of the time on this little device right here. You see right now it's green. That means you still got time left. And I will notify you when your 3 minutes are up. The thing will switch to red down there if you watch it. When your time is up, please resume your seat so that others may speak. Your time may be extended if a commissioner has a question for you. If the commissioners ask questions or discuss something among themselves, it will not be counted time against you. Statements that are merely argumentative or critical of others will not be tolerated. There is a microphone at the podium, so it is not necessary to raise your voice. I request that you show proper respect for the commissioners as well as other members of the audience. You will not be recognized out of turn by raising your hand or interrupting others. Disruptive or offensive behavior will be grounds for immediate ejection from the meeting. I request that each of you please silence or turn off your cell phone or pager so that you will not disturb the meeting and those speaking. If you have written materials that you want to give to the commission, please give them to Ms. Henry or Ms. Klaus here at my right, and they will pass those materials to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bob. Our first order of business, is approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, which have already been distributed. Is there a motion for approval? Mr. Brown, moves. Second, Friedkin, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, next is the acceptance of donations, which are listed and have been distributed. Is there a motion for approval? Jevons and Hickson, all in favor? Wonderful, thank you. Next are our service awards and special recognition. Mr. Cook, please make the presentation. This is a great party.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we appreciate this opportunity to take a few minutes to recognize employees throughout the agency who have worked with us for many years, served us well, and served people of Texas. And the ones that are retiring, we're sad to see them leave, but sometimes they come back and haunt you. You know. But these folks have done us a great job, and we appreciate them all, and so we're glad they're here today. First, from our State Parks Division, Raymond C. Thaler, Jr., manager, Somerville, Texas, with 33 years of service. Ray Thaler began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife in 1973 as a seasonal worker at Lake Somerville, Nails Creek. A graduate of Texas A&M University with a degree in Recreation, Parks, and Tourism Sciences, Ray was promoted to Park Ranger 2, then to Park Manager at Lake Somerville, Nails Creek. In 1980, he was promoted to his current position
of Regional Operating and Safety Director in Region 5 State Park Headquarters. Ray was instrumental in putting together the Flag Pond Wetland Management Project, which was funded by Ducks Unlimited, the Army Corps of Engineers, and Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. His optimistic attitude, caring personality, and ability to lead others has constantly provided a positive impact on our park employees, and we sincerely thank him, retiring with 33 years of service, Ray Thaler, Jr. Began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on October 1st, 1973, as the first clerk hired at the Republic of Texas Complex, which includes Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site, Barrington Living History Farm, and Van Thorpe Inn State Historic Site. She was later promoted to administrative assistant and office manager. She is very thankful for having the opportunity to work with TPWD, especially at the birthplace of Texas, and we are very thankful for Sally. Retiring with 33 years of service, Sally Stoltz. She was promoted to Clerk 3 and worked as a floater and field office liaison for the law enforcement field offices and Texas County tax offices. Debbie was promoted to Program Specialist 4, where she was the team lead for a group consisting of 11 boat section employees. She provided improved services and information to the general public involving boat and outboard motor titling and boat registration, while guiding the operations of the headquarters front sales counter, field liaisons, electronic imaging of all boat documents, and e-licensing of marine dealerships, and answers to assist the public with all voting transactions. Debbie's personality and work ethics enabled her to work through numerous legislative rule and accounting system changes as the agency's direction and growth progressed. Her attention to detail enabled her to be instrumental in the development and implementation of our new automated boat licensing system. Retiring with 29 years of service, Debbie Stace.
Can't believe how young these people look here, retiring with 29 and 33 years.
Now through our service awards, these folks are still working with us, still doing us a great job, and again, appreciate their service. From the Coastal Fisheries Division, Rosalind Paige Campbell, Program Specialist 5, Rockport, Texas, with 30 years of service. Paige Campbell began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in Coastal Fisheries in October of 1977 as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 2, conducting creel surveys in the San Antonio Bay system. She promoted to Fish and Wildlife Technician 3, then transferred to the Rockport Marine Lab, where she participated in the recreational harvest monitoring programs for Aransas and Corpus Christi Bays. From January of 1980 through August of 1992, she She worked as a biologist too on the harvest monitoring program, and in August of 1992, she became a program specialist 5 and is currently in charge of maintaining the commercial fisheries database and transitioning the commercial landings data collection program from monthly reports to a daily trip ticket program. She has authored and co-authored many of TPWD's management data series publications, as well as peer-reviewed papers. Paige serves as a member of the Gulf States Marine Fisheries Council, the Gulf States Marine Fisheries Commission Data Management Committee, as well as representing Texas on the Fisheries Information Network Committee. She has served as Texas representative on the Special Reef Fish and Scientific Committee for the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, as well as serving twice as a Texas representative on the Red Snapper Reconsideration Board. With 30 years of service, Paige Campbell. With the Inland Fisheries Division. On September the 1st of 1986, Daniel was accepted into the Game Warden Training Academy. Upon graduation, Daniel's first duty assignment was Galveston County. He transferred to Walker County and then to Aransas County. In 1990, Daniel was awarded Officer of the Year from the Optimist Club of Texas City, and in 1998, Daniel was awarded Officer of the Year from the Veterans of Foreign Wars Melvin Post, 5871 of Walker County. In 2003, Danny transferred to Centerville in Leon County, where he's currently stationed. With 30 years of service, Game Warden Danny Flores. Texas with 25 years of service. Keith began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on June 1, 1985, as a seasonal worker 2 at Lake Somerville State Park, Birch Creek Unit. He was promoted to Park Ranger 5 Utility Plant Operator for the Lake Somerville Complex. Keith is a licensed emergency medical technician and has assisted in several rescue operations on the Lake Somerville Trailway. A very dedicated employee, Keith never hesitates to go out of his way to help visitors and fellow employees. With 25 years of service, Keith Arntz. Law Enforcement Division, John N. Bonham, Jr., Game Warden, Floresville, Texas, with 25 years of service. Game Warden John Bonham began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on September the 1st, 1982, attending the Game Warden Academy. Upon graduation, Warden Bonham was stationed in San Patricio County. In January of 1989, Warden Bonham transferred to Wilson County and has been there since. With 25 years of service, Game Warden John Bonham. From the Law Enforcement Division, Game Warden Keith W. Gertz. Kingsville, Texas, with 25 years of service. Morgan Keith Gert began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on September 1, 1982, as a game warden cadet. Upon completion of the Game Warden Academy, Warden Gert was stationed in Cameron County, Port Isabel, Texas. In October of 1993, he transferred to Burnett County, Kingsland, Texas, where he serves today. With 25 years of service, Game Warden Keith Gert. Jimmy Lundberg began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department September 1, 1982, when he attended the Game Warden Academy. He graduated from the 37th Game Warden Academy on January the 21st, 1983. Upon graduation, Jimmy was stationed in San Patricio County. He remained there from 1983 to 1987, when he transferred to Denton County. In 1996, Warden Lundberg and his family transferred to Cook County, where he serves today. With 25 years of service, Game Warden Jimmy Lundberg. Also, with 25 years of service from the State Parks Division, Terrence P. Rogers, Manager 2, Blanco, Texas. Terry Rogers began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department at McKinney Falls State Park on June 7, 1982, as Assistant Manager. Terry later transferred to Martin Creek Lake State Park, then to Blanco State Park as Manager. While at Blanco, Terry managed to promote it to an income-producing park. In March of 2007, he transferred to Inks Lake State Park as Park Manager. With 25 years of service, Terry Rogers. From the State Parks Division, Martha E. Gonzalez, Park Ranger 4, Bastrop, Texas, 20 years of service. Martha Gonzalez started her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in the mid-1980s as a seasonal clerk in Bastrop State Park. Martha left Texas for a few years in the late 80s, but returned to TPWD in October of 1989 as a seasonal worker in the sign shop, which was under park operations. In 1993, she was promoted to Park Ranger 2, Sign Shop Manager, at Bastrop State Park. In 1997, she was promoted to Park Ranger 4. Martha shares that her years of operating the sign shop have been a pleasure and has made her proud to be part of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. During her tenure, she participated in the interpreting field as well as the prescribed burn program at Bastrop State Park. With 20 years of service, Martha Gonzalez. Technician for Port Arthur, Texas, with 20 years of service. Bill Hartig began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in the Wildlife Division as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 2 at the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area on the Upper Coast on September 1, 1987. Bill has served his entire career with TPWD at the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Area, where he takes a lead role in managing and maintenance of Upper Coast Wetland Ecosystem Project WMAs. Bill is a highly experienced technician dealing with airboats, outboard motors, heavy equipment, amphibious equipment, and whatever other challenges come his way. Bill is known for his over-the-road capabilities in transferring heavy equipment and permit loads across the state of Texas. His experience includes wetland management activities using prescribed burn and water control. Bill travels Region 4 to troubleshoot and maintain airboat equipment and is known for his willingness to do whatever it takes to get the job done and get it done right. A goose die-off, a nuisance alligator, or a stranded public hunter, Bill Hartke has the knowledge and experience to handle the situation. With 20 years of service, Bill Hartke. TPWD on July the 20th, 1987. A stonemason, tile setter, and bricklayer by trade, he worked on Busher State Park, Fanthorpe, and Crashy Home in Fort Richardson on a force account restoration crew for the Historic Sites Branch. Promoted to crew supervisor in August of 1988, he accomplished such notable historic site development projects as Penn Farm and the Roma Restoration Project. Promoted in 1996 to Force Account Crew Coordinator, he oversaw development of projects at Big Bend Ranch, Martin Warnock Environmental Development Center, and Franklin Mountains. Promoted to Construction Manager in 1998, he coordinated construction, development, and repair projects in Central and South Texas, including Lake Casablanca, the World Birding Center, Garner State Park, Colorado Bend State Park, Old Tunnel Wildlife Management Area, and Matagorda Wildlife Management Area. He also built the butterfly pond in front of the headquarters building and laid the stone tile in the patio in the rear of the headquarters building. With 20 years of service, Don Hudson. TPWD in 1987 when the Texas Natural Heritage Program transferred from the General Land Office. As manager of this program, he led efforts to catalog occurrences of rare and threatened species and natural communities across Texas, promoting their conservation. As the Resource Protection Division Special Projects Coordinator in 1992, he became involved in new agency initiatives such as the GIS Lab, intern programs, and environmental education. Transferred to the Communications Division in 1998 as Outreach Coordinator and provided a foundation for the outreach program that serves urban audiences today. Bob has also worked in the Artificial Reef Program and Coastal Fisheries for the past 4 years. With 20 years of service, Bob Murphy. Dr. Andy Price began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on September 1st, 1987. Andy earned his bachelor's degree at the University of Miami and his MS and PhD at New Mexico State. Early in his career at TPWD in the Resource Protection Division, he co-authored a paper on the Devil's River Minnow that won the 1994 George M. Sutton Award in Conservation Research. from the Southwest Association of Naturalists. In the mid-1990s, Andy transferred with the Endangered Species Group to the Wildlife Division's non-game program, now called the Wildlife Diversity Program, and has been the herpetologist in that program ever since. A member of 16 scientific societies, Dr. Price has served as the editor and on the board of governors for several of them. He has served as a reviewer for 11 scientific journals and university presses, and has authored or co-authored 35 peer-reviewed papers, 2 books, and numerous technical and popular articles. His papers include descriptions of 4 new species of spring salamanders on the Edwards Plateau, a status survey of the Texas horned lizard, and a long-term population study of the Houston toad in Bastrop State Park, the latter termed by a former chair of the International Declining Amphibian Populations Task Force as one of the best in existence. He has served on several recovery teams for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Citizens Advisory Groups, and provided advice and information to private landowners, local, state, national, and international agencies, as well as a number of interviews with the media and a lifetime's worth of responses to individual citizens on topics of interest to them. One of Andy's most enjoyable activities has been a highly popular series of lectures and safety demonstrations on the venomous snakes of Texas using live animals, and he is currently working on the latest edition of the Venomous Snakes of Texas to be published by the University of Texas Press. With 20 years of service, Dr. Andy Price. Wildlife Officer of the Year, Shikar Safari International. Each year, Shikar Safari International recognizes game wardens from North America as Wildlife Conservation Officers of the Year. This marks the 28th year this award has been presented to a deserving Texas game warden. The Texas Wildlife Officer of the Year for 2007 is Jared E. Brandt, who graduated from the Texas Game Warden Training Academy in July of 2004. He continues his game warden career where he began in Marshall, Harrison County, Texas, which is a very busy rural area along the Texas-Louisiana state line. Jared continues to excel in all areas of game, fish, water safety, and public safety enforcement. This is accomplished through public education, high-profile patrols, and criminal apprehensions. Jared has accomplished much during his relatively short career, such as mentoring local college students interested in wildlife law enforcement and providing the citizens of his county with a positive and willing attitude in wildlife conservation enforcement through community policing. Jared has been a leader in his district by displaying a can-do attitude while working closely with local landowners to apprehend those who disregard private property rights. As a certified hunter education instructor, Jared assists other hunter education instructors and presents programs to many schools, civic groups, and agricultural meetings. Jared's most notable achievement was apprehending a number of suspected illegal deer hunters. For years, these suspects hunted deer without landowner consent on a coal-producing part of Harrison County. The private property was dubbed by some locals as the Run Like Hell Hunting Club.
We have several of those scattered around.
This private land had long been the scene of state jail felony hunted deer without consent, deer hunted at night, conspiracy, death threats to witnesses, and illegal drug sales and drug abuse. For 12 months, with some occasional assistance, Jared investigated suspected deer poachers, yielding 10 criminal cases, 8 being felony hunt without land under consent cases. The largest mounted deer seized from this illegal operation was a 32-point white-tailed buck, which under Boone and Crockett's scoring totaled 208.625 inches. Additionally, Jared made a criminal trespass case last month that led to the confession of a 2001 state jail felony case for the hunter killed 130-inch buck without landowner permission. As a part of the plea agreement on the criminal trespass case between the court, the defendant, and the mining company, the violator will release the trophy deer to the state. It is actions and results like these that give me great pleasure in recognizing game warden Jared E. Brown as the Shikar Safari International 2007 Texas Wildlife Officer of the Year. Now, we also have some folks here from Shikar Safari. I know that you know most of them, and I'd like for them to come forward at this time. Jared Alton.
Shikar Safari. You have one of your previous commissioners here, Lewis Stumberg, who usually does the speaking, is much better at it than I. But Shikar Safari is an international hunting and fishing club that honors game wardens in all 50 states and all the provinces of Canada. And we just appreciate people that take care of the things we love. And we Texans feel like the Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens are the best, and obviously Jared is the best of the best, so we're on.
Here? All right. Okay.
I want you in there.
I will be there.
Each of the recipients over these many years, and there's a plaque that'll go on there, and it's the only award that's allowed on your uniform other than those given by Parks and Wildlife itself. In the unhappy case that something would happen to one of our recipients, we also maintain an instant insurance policy where the money is delivered to their family within 24 hours. It's just one way to say we appreciate and tell you how much we care about what you do for our state. Thank you very much.
And we thank these folks and all of our employees who do such a great job. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to our friends at Shikar Safari also. Thank you for that recognition. Yes, sir. At this time, I'd like to inform the audience that everyone is welcome to stay for the remainder of the meeting. However, if anyone wishes to leave, now would be a good time. It looks like that's happening. And we ran everybody off, didn't we? Yeah, right. I'm supposed to read my script now.
Commissioners, we appreciate the opportunity each meeting to do this thing with our employees. It's something that they enjoy very much, and we appreciate the opportunity that you give us this time.
No, Bob, we really enjoy doing it. Okay.